This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The UN Refugee Agency says two refugee camps for Eritreans in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have been destroyed and abandoned. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Boris Cheshirkov says the camps, which formerly housed some 20,000 Eritrean refugees, were deserted, and all the humanitarian facilities had been looted and vandalized.
The mission confirmed what satellite imagery and accounts from refugees had indicated at the beginning of this year. UNHCR is deeply concerned for the well-being of the Eritrean refugees who had been residing there, all of whom have fled the camps.
Cheshirkov says all the refugees, as well as Ethiopian displaced, are in dire need of urgent life-saving assistance, including food, shelter, health care, water, and sanitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenya has locked down the capital, Nairobi, and surrounding counties as part of renewed restrictions to combat the spread of the coronavirus. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Addressing the nation Friday, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta put the capital, Nairobi, and surrounding counties under lockdown.
There shall be a cessation of all movement by road, rail, or air into and out of the disease-infected area.
Recent COVID-19 testing measures the positivity rate at 22%, a 20% jump from January. Kenya has recorded 125,000 coronavirus cases and 2,100 deaths. Authorities say the latest measures will remain until